This is Michael Youssef, and you're listening to today's My Devotional, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 24th of February, 2026, Staying on the Way of Contentment. Today we will consider two detours that can divert us from the way of contentment, the way of Christ. The first pitfall is pride. Pride lurks at the core of our weaknesses. Pride presents itself as righteousness, but in reality, it is self-serving. Pride hinders our prayers because we seek to glorify ourselves rather than glorify God in all things. It fosters arrogance as we place our confidence in ourselves rather than in God. Our focus on ourselves will only lead to discontentment. But if we set our hope in Christ, we have abounding joy and godly purpose. For the grace of God has appeared, offering salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. Another detour from contentment is a lack of generosity. Even when life grows financially difficult, a generous person can remain joyful. God wants us to give out of love and gratitude to Him, not out of obligation or for the sake of appearances. God is concerned with the heart of our giving. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44 gives us an example of generous and wholehearted giving. Jesus watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Have you experienced a detour in your Christian walk? Are you allowing pride to determine your own path? Has your generosity crumbled? Join me in prayer. Father, forgive me for allowing roadblocks in my life that have sent me on detours. Help me identify and overcome these obstacles so that I might find my contentment in You alone. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's My Devotional has been provided by Leading the Way.